Stop 11. Park bench at Fox River Trail. This is stop number 11 on the tour. We are now on the Fox River Trail, a 35-mile multi-use trail following the Fox River from the village of Algonquin at the north to the city of Aurora at the south. The trail is partly asphalt and partly crushed limestone. If you're interested in biking on the trail, bike shops at State Street and Bennett Street intersection can assist you in renting a bike for a few hours or for the whole day. As you head south on the path, away from the State Street Bridge, the Millrace Inn is on your left. The first building built on this site in the 1940s was a second blacksmith shop in Geneva. This white building was later to become the Millrace Inn. Undaunted by the Depression, Miss Annie Forsyth of Aurora opened a tea room in the building that was the old blacksmith shop. The Forsyth sisters were members of a missionary family. Anne had been a policewoman in Aurora, and her sister Marjorie was a schoolteacher. The sisters were encouraged to start a restaurant by Mrs. Raftery, the proprietor of the Little Traveler on 3rd Street. The Millrace Inn is still open today, providing a great dining experience overlooking the Fox River. You can grab a quick bite to eat at the outdoor gazebo, or take a leisurely lunch or dinner inside and enjoy the view of the outdoors in the comfort of the renowned Millrace Inn. Moving farther south along the path, we will cross the Island Park Bridge, built in 1931 by the Wilson Brothers, the same contractors who built City Hall. This bridge replaced a wooden footbridge. Follow the path to the 1985 sculpture commemorating Geneva's sesquicentennial. The tree icons in the sculpture are present in the trees used in the current Chamber of Commerce logo. Island Park was created when Mr. and Mrs. Ralph Richards sold the island to Geneva Township in 1914 with the understanding that the island be developed as a public park. Harrington's Island had been used as a park for a long time, with temporary bridges put up each summer. By 1915, the shelter house, constructed by the Wilson brothers, was built and Harrington's Island had been renamed Island Park. During the 1960s, the shelter house was used as a youth center, a popular place for outings for both Genevans and out-of-towners. Island Park was crowded with picnickers in the warm months, as well as fishermen and boaters. The grounds were equipped with amusement facilities and food stands. Keeping with the original intent of the park, every summer the city's Cultural Arts Commission sponsors a Shakespeare in the Park performance, which draws hundreds of visitors each summer. Although Island Park is often subject to spring or fall flooding as the Fox River exceeds its banks, Island Park, which is now owned by the Geneva Park District, is still a great place for visitors, whether using the Fox River Trail or playing or picnicking in the park. Over Labor Day, a folk festival is held in Island Park, which attracts thousands of people for music and storytelling along the banks of the Fox River. Visible from Island Park is the double-decker bridge at the south. The top level of the bridge is for the Union Pacific West Line trains and the Metro train line, which travels from downtown Chicago to Elburn, Illinois. The first level of the bridge connects to the Fox River Trail. The development of the railroad in 1853 meant that the industrial products manufactured here could now be transported, and people interested in spending time in quaint Geneva or building a second home here could now access Geneva easily.